Track 10. Meet Hodmadods, the East Anglian grain producer leading the way in British self-sustainability.
Head towards the little village of Brampton on the Norfolk-Suffolk border and some way off the beaten track, you will find Hodmadods, a food production and retail company that specialises in British-grown grains, pulses and seeds. With strong ambitions to help steer East Anglia and eventually the rest of Britain towards becoming as self-sustaining as possible, Hodmadods is showing both farmers and consumers that there's a lot more food in this county that can be grown than we think. Co-founded by Josiah Meldrum alongside Nick Saltmarsh and William Hudson in 2012, this business's roots were first planted when the three began working together on various food projects and initiatives in the region. Nick, William and I were all working for a regional non-governmental organisation called East Anglia Food Link, who work with community groups with the intention of helping people get in more direct contact with their food, explained Josiah. We did everything from setting up farmers' markets through to working with local government who wanted to get local food into schools. But we also worked with community groups who wanted to grow their own food, and one of those groups was called Transition City Norwich. We were all finding out about what low-carbon and low-resource intense futures looked like, as we all have to make these changes to our lifestyles now. In 2008, the group posed the question, could Norwich hypothetically feed itself from its surroundings? Josiah, Nick and William soon got to work and looked at a number of factors during their research, including what macro and micronutrients people need, local land use types, what crops were already being grown, and the crops that could potentially be grown. We gave that to them, and they were really pleased, so they said, let's see if we can do it on a small scale and how we can demonstrate it. Armed with an objective, they began to set up three different projects, including a flour grain mill in Norwich and a community-supported agricultural project on the edge of the city, which is still growing veg for around 150 people. The final bit of the project was looking at how we could encourage people to eat less meat and more plant-based proteins. Our experiment demonstrated that the area could feed itself, but in order to do so, we'd have to eat less meat and more vegetable proteins. We'd need some of those crops like beans and peas that produce incredibly nutritious vegetable proteins because they fix nitrogen into the soil, so you don't need synthetic fertilizers. Their next step was to find farmers willing to take part and grow these crops. We initially thought that it would be really difficult, and we'd have to work hard to persuade farmers to grow lentils, chickpeas, and all those sorts of crops. But then we began speaking to farmers, and we realized there's actually lots of pulses already being grown around the edge of the city. In fact, we've been growing them for thousands of years, but in recent years, they were either used for animal feed or being exported to the Middle East and North Africa. So we began buying all of these pulses that would otherwise have been exported. They began by sending out half-kilogram packs of split fava beans to people across the region. We put a little postage-paid postcard into the pack and asked people questions such as, what do you think? Do you know about these? What did you do with it? How did it taste? Would you buy it? Inundated with positive responses, they also received an abundance of recipes that people had used their beans for. People just couldn't believe that this crop, that they'd never even thought of eating, was grown by the city. We realized that, globally, people were eating these beans in quite large quantities, and there were all sorts of fantastic recipes. There was something that we had to do to reintroduce people to this crop, and also that we needed to revalue some of the field crops that were already growing. And so, in 2012, Hodmadods was born, taking its name from an old East Anglian dialect word which referred to something round or curled up, and is also used to describe the hedgehog. We chose it simply because we like the sound of it, and that we feel it reflects our East Anglian backgrounds and represents part of our forgotten heritage, a bit like the fava bean or black badger pea. Starting off with four pulses, peas, whole and split beans, and carling beans, a British heritage pea with a dark skin and a nutty flavour, The company wanted to showcase how versatile and healthy these crops can truly be. They are fantastically nutritious, really good for the soil, and we don't eat enough of them in the UK. Globally, we are incredibly low per capita consumers of all pulses except one, canned baked beans, which is where we are actually per capita the highest consumer in the world. That's really how we eat our beans, and it's a real pity because they're so versatile and there's such a breadth of cuisines that use them. By 2014, Hodmidodds had a large enough volume of sales that allowed it to approach farmers directly and ask them to grow specific crops rather than buying the crops they were already growing. That was a real transformation for us, as we could begin to trial new crops as well as ask for specific varieties of existing crops. Along the way, we would also build these relationships with farmers to offer them a higher value market for crops that are otherwise a commodity and have a limited market value, as well as tell their story, bringing both an economic and agro-ecological return to the farms in terms of soil quality and biodiversity. When we identify a new farmer, or they identify us, it's a question of, can we build a relationship with them? Do they have the skills and the equipment, often to grow the crops they'd like to grow? Particularly if it's something a bit more challenging, like lentils or quinoa. It's then a case of finding out if they have the right land to do that on, which not everyone has. There are a lot of farmers looking for alternative crops now, particularly as rapeseed oil falls out of favour, but it's really difficult as some farmers are simply on the wrong land and a lot of these crops are quite demanding. But with a host of crops already under Hodmidodds' belt, what else are they planning for the future as they head towards a utopia of potential self-sustainability? We're looking at a range of unusual but familiar crops, so think peas, but we're trying to grow flamingo peas, a new variety being grown commercially for the first time in the UK this year. There's only 5 hectares of it, and it's a pea that appears pink, but is actually bright yellow in the middle. It's high in beta-carotene, and it's got this really creamy flavour. It tastes really delicious. Additionally, we're finding new ways for people to enjoy older sorts of more traditional foodstuffs and looking at cooking with them in different ways by producing recipes that inspire people. Hodmidodds is also looking to revolutionise oats. Most oats come with a little hull, which is the petals of the oat flour, which is stuck to the grain and is indigestible. To remove that, you have to use a special process and thresh it to remove the hull. But there are oats that grow that are free threshing, which means they grow without that hull stuck, and you can just harvest, just as you would wheat and use straight away. And they make a fantastic alternative to rice. You can cook them like a long grain brown rice, except they cook more quickly. They have a fantastic flavour, and they're much higher in nutritional oils. While Josiah admits that the UK is never going to be 100% self-sufficient, Britain has a lot of resources and crops that it can utilise to help lessen our reliance on imported goods. We can grow a lot more of our own food, but we're never going to be import-free, and never have been. Even back in the Iron Age, we were importing wine and olive oil. I think what is probably more important than self-sufficiency is the idea of food sovereignty, which is the concept of having some agency over where our food is coming from, knowing where it's come from, how it's produced, and being able to make choices about it. That does probably mean changing diets, but interestingly, diets do seem to be changing anyway, and people are making very different decisions. With growing numbers of people swapping out meat in their diets for plant-based alternatives, this works in Hodmidodds' favour. It also helps that pulses are delicious and versatile too. Savoury dishes aside, a great alternative to baking flour, notoriously in short supply during the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this year, is actually peas. When we got our first recipe that used peas instead of flour, it was absolutely delicious and quite surprising. With a whole host of dishes out there that you can create using British-grown peas, grains and pulses, the only thing stopping you is your imagination, something that Hodmidodds isn't in short supply of. We'd like the challenge of someone saying, well, that can't be grown in the UK. And we think, we'll work it out.